Hello, and welcome back to Compliance Chats, a new podcast series intended to keep faculty and staff up to date on various compliance matters. I am Lori Neal with OACE, and in today's podcast, I'm going to be chatting with my colleague, Omar Andujar, about UConn's Minor Protection Program. Thank you for joining me, Omar.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
So, Omar, you are the university's Minor Protection Coordinator, and in that capacity, you manage the university's Minor Protection Program. I'm wondering if you can start off by giving our listeners an idea of what the purpose of that program is, and also the scope of the program.
So, the program is intended to support the university's longstanding commitment to promoting the protection of minors who participate in university activities. The overall scope revolves around three central themes, and those are training and education, registration and tracking, and compliance.
Okay, so it sounds like there are a number of components to this program. The term minor, obviously, is going to come up a lot in this conversation, so I'm wondering if we can just pause for a moment and make sure we're all on the same page. What do you actually mean by minor or child? Who does that refer to?
A lot of the terms that I'll be using throughout this discussion are defined in our protection of minors policy, which I'll talk about more in just a few minutes. But in Connecticut, the term child or minor refers to any person under the age of 18.
Thank you. I think that's a really helpful clarification. And you mentioned there is a minor protection policy. Do you mind telling us a little bit more about that?
The policy is fairly new. It was implemented April 1st, 2016, and it has two major objectives. The first objective is not new. Actually, it's a sort of an extension of a previous policy. And it sets the expectation for reporting by informing members of the university community of their obligation to report known or suspected child abuse or neglect.
Okay, so it sounds like this policy has some requirements. What exactly do you mean by obligation to report child abuse or neglect? And how does it fit within the context of the university?
According to state law, virtually all university employees are mandated reporters of child abuse or neglect. So we are required to report or cause a report to be made to law enforcement and or the Department of Children and Families if we have reasonable cause to suspect or believe that a child has been a victim of child abuse or neglect. It's also important to remember that these reports must be made promptly. In fact, per state law, verbal reports must be made as soon as possible, but no later than 12 hours, and a follow-up written report must be made within 48 hours of making a verbal report. The other thing I wanted to emphasize here is that if we witness abuse or if there's an imminent or ongoing threat to an individual or the community, immediately call 911. Also, as university employees, we must be aware of other university policies with additional reporting obligations that we have to comply with, such as the policy against discrimination, harassment, and related interpersonal violence.
Okay, so in addition to setting the expectation for reporting child abuse or neglect, what is the other major objective of the policy?
So the second major objective of the policy is to establish consistent standards for university activities involving minors. And those standards include, but are not limited to, things like centrally registering your activity with the Minor Protection Program, training and background screening requirements for those supervising minors, and adopting university standards for activities involving minors. Now, I'm not going to go into too many details here, but you could find a more comprehensive description of those standards in the Protection of Minors policy and the accompanying procedures.
Great. So listeners should visit policy.ucon.edu. You'll find the policy there and you can take a closer look. Omar, I'm wondering if you can tell me what types of activities are covered under this policy.
So currently, these standards apply to what the policy defines as university-sponsored activities involving minors. Some obvious examples include things like youth camps, youth clinics, or conferences. But they can also include other types of activities such as your pre-college programs, educational or mentoring programs involving minors, music lessons or other private lessons, or even non-student minors in research labs. And the list can go on and on. So if you have doubts on whether your program or your activity falls within the scope of this policy, feel free to give us a call or contact us via email at omar.anduhar@uconn.edu, and we'd be happy to further assist.
I know at certain times outside entities request to use our facilities to conduct youth activities. Would those types of activities be covered by this policy?
So non-university entities or organizations who are looking to lease or use university property for the purpose of facilitating youth-related activities must first execute a facilities use agreement that includes specific terms and conditions applicable to activities involving minors. And to learn more about expectations for non-university activities involving minors, start by visiting the Minor Protection Program website and look under Tools and Resources.
Well, it looks like we are down to the wire. So can you tell our listeners where they can learn more about these efforts?
Absolutely. So you heard me reference the Minor Protection Program website, and the website address is minorprotection.uconn.edu. And that's really where you could find most of the information I reference here, anywhere from how to access the registration application, how to learn more about staff training and background checks, information on reporting child abuse or neglect, as well as other helpful resources such as the planning checklist, guides, templates, and tools for activities involving minors. It's been more than a pleasure to spend some time here with you. But if you need any additional information, feel free to give us a call or shoot us an email. You can find our contact information on our website. And thanks again.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, Omar, and talking with us about the Minor Protection Program. Certainly a lot of important efforts going on at the university to help protect our youth. To our listeners, we hope you enjoyed this program. Please visit audit.uconn.edu for additional podcasts and contact information for all your compliance needs. And thanks for tuning in.